Hello, everyone. Welcome to the September 3rd, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. This is the segment where I take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for September 3rd to September 10th and beyond? Mercury goes retrograde 3 times a year on average. On August 12th, Mercury began one of its periodic 3 weeks-long retrograde periods. Retrograde Mercury causes a lot of annoyance, and worse, because when the planet of communication and reason is backwards, well, it's difficult to operate normally. This Mercury retrograde became more difficult than usual in its final week due to the conjunction with Mars, planet of conflict and haste, which exacerbated the usual Mercury retrograde problems. Additionally, there's the effect of the August 21st eclipse point, which is identical with the Mercury-Mars conjunction degree, a pattern that makes associated events have even more long-lasting consequences. The good news is that Mercury retrograde ends on Tuesday, September 5th. The planet of rational thinking, communications, ideas, and reasons goes back to normal forward motion in the zodiac. Now for the bad news. Mercury is still going to be conjunct Mars for most of September. Mercury is a mild planet. It's the planet of rational thinking, the planet of data and information, the planet of making choices, in other words, making reasonable decisions. But here we have Mars, the planet of force, the planet of haste and impulse, the planet of aggression and conflict. Mars overwhelms Mercury, coercing and distorting the energy of the rational planet. During Mercury's retrograde period, Mercury and Mars moved towards each other, becoming exactly conjunct on September 3rd at 4 degrees Leo. Mars moves through the zodiac at about half of Mercury's speed. After the conjunction, Mars continues at its normal pace, advancing in Leo a bit more than a half a degree per day. Mercury is behind Mars, and moving much slower than usual, due to just coming out of its retrograde. Thus, the two planets are pacing each other for a couple of weeks, remaining in close conjunction. Therefore, Mercury, the planet of communications and reasons, continues to be under the influence of Mars, planet of aggression and impatience. Mars energizes whatever it contacts. Mercury is the planet of communication and therefore the media. Thus, a lot of excited talking heads this month, a lot of forceful thinking and aggressive messaging. Mars is the planet of conflict. Mercury is the planet of speech. The result is argument. This energy pattern is available for everyone, so try to stay conscious and not lose it with others. This Mars-Mercury thing sounds like a lot of trouble. When does it end? When Mercury gets completely away from Mars. That happens when Mercury changes signs, entering Virgo on September 26th. Virgo is Mercury's own sign, as well as its sign of exaltation. Rational thinking returns. Reasonable discussion is much more likely. The full moon will be on Wednesday, September 6th, at 19 degrees Aquarius. Note that this full moon is in close conjunction with Neptune, the planet of the irrational, and therefore confusion. Opposing the full moon is Mercury and Mars. In fact, the exact opposition of the nearly full moon and the Mars-Mercury eclipse point conjunction comes the day before, on Tuesday, September 5th. On this day, Mercury is stationary, in other words, not moving at all, on the final day of its retrograde period. The status of Mercury, simultaneously combined with Mars and opposed by the moon, is a rather intense arrangement with a high likelihood to produce a dramatic event. In the chart of the USA, the Mars-Mercury in Leo conjunction occurs in the ninth house, the house of beliefs, laws, judgment, courts, and so forth. This planetary pattern lines up with the USA natal moon, which is a general significator of the public and the public's thinking. Thus, the events coming on Tuesday and Wednesday will involve the justice system in some way and ignite the public. The Mercury-Mars situation gets an additional boost in the middle of the month when Venus enters Leo. Venus with Mercury is fine. The planet of agreement and sociability, joining the planet of thinking and communication, produces favorable outcomes, diplomacy, consideration for others, consensus, and so forth. But Venus also has to combine with Mars. That puts the two gender planets together, which tends to create a lot of excitement, passion, and heat. The Mars-Venus energy is stronger than Mercury can handle. Mercury's reasonableness goes out the window in the face of the Mars-Venus feverishness. Venus is the planet of finance. Mars is the planet of fighting. Of course, this is when the U.S. Congress will be in the throes of hashing out budget proposals, raising the debt ceiling, making sausage, and so forth. There are a couple of other major changes coming in September. The nodes, Rahu and Ketu, change signs on September 9th. Jupiter changes signs on September 11th. The details about these two major events will be covered in an upcoming video segment. And now, before closing, once again, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it and me going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.